The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Yes, we're all here today on the 26th of July, 2023, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center and Sue's at the helm.
Good morning.
They're not interchangeable. They are all distinct personalities, but Sue, thanks for standing
in
today.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, easy. Easy.
One of our producers went down with the flu or something.
Right.
Something. Anyway, so thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The marvelous Sue. So I only hope that I can provide a weather read like you. Because I inspire when I turn on the radio in the mornings that I'm not on the air and I hear you on the way out maybe to Palisadro for the horse, I hear the beautiful Sue McClain News Hour, and always informative and wonderful. So let me give my version. Today, it's currently 67 degrees at the moment. Today, we're going to be around 99 degrees. We've got about 5 to 10 miles wind that's going to be happening in the southeast this morning. Tonight, clear skies with a low of around 68. Thursday will be sunny and hot as well, with our highs of around 96. Friday night, sunny and hot with a high near 96. Friday night looks like it's going to be clear around 66. Did I miss Friday day? See, I'm all intimidated because Sue's listening. Friday with high of 96, and Saturday is going to be 95. So we're under those beautiful triple digit. We'll take this weather anytime. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, 365-3793.
A veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And sitting across from us today is Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget.
Good morning.
And came back from well-deserved some time off, and then stepped into Tuesday with the signing of agreement with the Redding Rancheria. Mm. And you were quoted several times in the paper.
Oh, I haven't looked at any of that today.
I think they may have had you on Channel 7, too. But I'm not sure. Linda watched the news this morning.
Good morning, everybody. We're happy to have you on today. Yeah, we always love it when we have our district attorney.
Yesterday, the Shasta County Board of Supervisors voted to accept the deal with Redding Rancheria. And there was some consternation from your office and I think Sheriff Johnson's office. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, well, I mean... This isn't me expressing any opinions about the casino moving or not moving or anything. It just, it was a shock to see that on the agenda that this agreement was on there. I not necessarily had a huge issue with the length because I think you can sign lengthy agreements if there's certain tiered requirements and stuff in there. But my issue was that as someone whose office would be very much impacted – and who has spent a lot of time with previous administrations with the county working on this very issue with the tribe, with real, this is going to impact our office by this amount. This is the resources we're going to need to offset that to keep the community safe and give them real numbers, hard numbers, that now all of a sudden it's there's an agreement out there that doesn't have any of that we've worked on for years. And it's just,
The Rancheria had a press announcement, or their press release said they've been working on it since 2019.
Yeah.
You know, the agreement. Mm-hmm. And, in fact, for transparency for everybody, they're going to be in here later today.
Sure.
After district attorney leaves. So I think this really does is gives everybody a chance to hear the whole story in one time. But they said that they've been working on it for a long time, which you agree with.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And there's been a lot of going on.
And I'm not putting words in their mouths, but there's been so many changes in the county, we might say.
County has changed a lot. That is true.
Quickly.
Yeah.
And multiple times.
Yeah.
That, you know, they would be talking with one group. And I don't want to put words in their mouth.
Sure.
But obviously you know about it and you've been working with them.
Yeah, because, I mean, I've been in this position since 2017. So that's I've been there the entire time.
So what was the surprise then?
I guess, well, the fact that it was on there was a surprise. But
okay.
That the, I believe it was $1,000 per call to the sheriff's office is going to be the only, reimbursement, and then somehow that would be divvied up between the sheriff's office, my office, probation, and public defenders without any concrete schedule on how that's going to happen. And didn't
so that's $1,000 every time they go out there and arrest somebody. Is that the idea?
That is what that looks like. That is
okay.
Correct.
So how many people, I mean, how many cases do you have a year, would you say, that involve...
On
things like that.
Yeah, so I did look at all that information over the last several years when we've been looking at. I did not bring that with me, though. And I was
just wondering.
I wouldn't want to quote that incorrectly.
Okay.
But we also looked at comparable data from other counties for casino-related activities when they have a larger casino located on a major, you know, like on I-5 like this one would be. So it wasn't just our data we were looking at.
Right.
We were looking at other counties' data, too. But, yeah.
It has nothing to do, as you pointed out.
Right.
It has nothing to do with putting the casino there or anything. It's the impact it's going to have on you and on your office. So.
Right.
And then I think it was a...
And we even talked about stuff, I'm talking over the last several years,
it's
not just the physical call from the casino when the sheriff's office shows up.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe Sheriff Johnson talked about this yesterday. There's, you know, countless DUIs that come out of casinos, especially when you have big events at them. So that's someone driving, leaving the casino who's going to be pulled over by, you know, CHP. They're always asked, where are you coming from? We're going to find out there Wind River, that wouldn't be covered under this agreement. I mean, there's a bigger impact than what I feel is covered under this agreement. And it is stuff that we have talked about, at least myself and other county partners and law enforcement partners with the county in the past, over the last several years. And it was factored into our numbers on personnel that we would need to offset this impact.
Now, this agreement is for now, right? This is for the existing rancheria, or is this for the future if that happens?
I don't know if that's going to start right now or just with the new casino, because
I wasn't clear on that.
Yeah, I would have to kind of fine-tooth comb that agreement, which...
Well, the question then is, we have an agreement, obviously, with Wind River right now. I mean,
there's no financial payment that's occurring right now.
Oh, so they don't pay.
Correct.
So when you go out and you catch somebody for DUI or you go out there for a reason, there's no payment at all.
That's my understanding from the sheriff's office, and
okay.
My office isn't getting any direct funding.
Okay, so
for the impact right now.
In the future going forward, there would be $1,000 each time.
Correct.
According to this current agreement.
Correct.
That occurred yesterday or the day before?
Yesterday.
Yesterday, okay.
Yeah.
So then that would be a plus now then than what it was.
Well, absolutely. I mean,
okay.
something is better than nothing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I wasn't clear about that.
Right.
Because before, were they getting money before and this was a cut about how much money they got?
See.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, look, we're getting $3,000 now. So we're going to only get $1,000.
No.
Oh, so we're not getting any. So this is a... 1,000.
Correct.
So that's kind of, just to me, a layman, seems that's better than it was. Okay. But the whole thing is, when it comes down to it, is you didn't talk to the DA or the sheriff about this.
I can understand from what has been reported that we've seen on, which you're saying now and what we heard this morning on the news before we got here, is that there was not a communication that it happened suddenly. There may have been communication through the last 4 or 5 years, but for where you're standing or where the chief's standing and so on and so forth, it was like they weren't involved in that, like the gavel hits and this is happening right now.
Well, and knowledge of this new proposal, yeah. this new agreement
You hadn't
all.
Even had a chance to see it.
Which it kind of sounds like from the conversation yesterday has been with the county for at least a few months. I think I might have heard as far back as January, but I'm not
okay.
sure. So
all right.
to realize it's been with the county that long and some major stakeholders who have been that it very much directly impacts, who have been involved from day one, were not involved, is, you know, it's disheartening.
Okay. All right, we're here with Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County District Attorney. We're going to take a quick break.
And we have more to cover on what's happening with the DA's office, so on and so forth, in our monthly segment here with Stephanie Bridget. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank.
Community-oriented local board of directors. This is truly a community bank. They've been open 16 years. They've been helping move local dreams forward since the day they opened. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. We're real happy with them. They have been very helpful to us. They are very professional. And it's kind of like Cheers. It's kind of like the Cheers of banks. You walk in and they know your name. Four branches, one in Riverside Way in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and one in Anderson. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The first of the lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $800 on qualifying implements. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Wind River Resort and Casino is putting the glamour in your next camping trip with our $70,000 summer glamping swipe to win drawing. Swipe your River Club card daily to win instant prizes like free drawing entries for your chance to win a 2023 Coleman Lantern trailer. Join us for weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Winners receive 25 bonus entries into the final drawings on June 29th and July 27th. For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Redding with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlu's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlu's Pizza, Pasta, and More made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlu's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlu's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlu's Tap House, your ultimate ultimate beer experience. Charlize Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlize Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlize Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlize Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlize Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Are we on?
Absolutely.
I can't hear anything.
Oh, you're kidding.
Can't hear anything.
All right. I'm looking. You're on. You're hot.
Hello.
Okay.
Can't hear anything.
All right. So we just tried.
Oh, I just turned you off.
No, we just moved a button. That's all right. Hey,
oh,
good morning, everybody.
Okay. We changed earphones, and with that, yeah. I said, well, why can't I hear? It was because I turned. The other one I picked up was being turned
and
down.
And so you're not coming across either. So there's a button somehow
can
in there.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now
yes.
We can.
Okay.
A little bit. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, we're back.
Back with Stephanie Bridget.
Yeah, we've only been doing this for 14 years.
Yeah,
we
I know.
We can't figure this stuff
well,
out.
Well, you know what? People have nighttime shows and things get mixed up when people come in at nighttime and do certain things.
Ask
and
Gail.
And ask, yeah, ask things to be turned up
ask
or turned
Gail.
Down or whatever.
What
I'm not sure. But anyway, nobody's fault. It's just when we start the morning show fresh, things are, we're just trying to adjust. Hey. We are here at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. And we're here with our district attorney, Stephanie Bridget. Now, before we took a break, we were talking about the deal that was struck last night, with Wind River and the Board of Supervisors. This is correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And, yeah. And you had one more thing, item that you wanted to, address where you were not notified about something.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to, because I know we're going to move on to a new topic, and I did want to mention that they did reach out to me yesterday, the Reading Rancheria, after the Board of Supervisors meeting and after the deal and everything was done, and let me know that they were surprised to know as well that I hadn't been informed in my office or the sheriff's office, and that they wanted to set up a time to come in and talk with me. To find out what the needs would actually be, because they are interested in continuing negotiations to mitigate whatever impact there would be to my office. So they have reached out to offer to sit down and talk with me.
So I guess the point is since they've been working on it such a long time with everybody, and then to have it happen and find out that two of the main players didn't know about it.
Yeah.
Was that's me. You just turned
all
up.
Right.
This is you. Okay. How's that?
All right. Go ahead.
It's okay. I'm trying. My ears are bleeding at this point. okay. So then they reached out last night and said, "Well, let's talk about this." Then.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So I just wanted to make sure that.
Yeah,
that,
I didn't know that.
That's an important piece.
Yeah,
to.
I didn't know that. Well, that's good.
To not leave unsaid.
Right.
But the whole thing, after all this, with all this going on for so long, to have it be put on there, and when do you all get the board agendas?
On Friday.
On Friday.
Yeah.
And if you're not there Friday, yeah. For whatever reason, you may not see it. But one of your people does. And so then it's really a fait accompli at mm-hmm. that point.
Yeah, I mean, it's already on for sure.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. All right. The other question that we've been getting calls on is the car fire. And that was one of the other things.
Zog fire.
I'm sorry. Car's on my mind as it should be.
It's yeah, it's fire season.
It's 5 years
and
ago.
And 5 years yeah. ago. You're yeah. right.
Exactly.
The Zog fire resulted in PG&E paying around $50 million to the county of Shasta.
Correct.
Okay. And then you were in charge of where the funds went to.
Correct.
Okay. So how was that figured out?
The way that it works is that when you have it's a consumer protection case
okay.
when it's filed under a business and professions code section. Mm-hmm. It's something that's filed by our office. It's a criminal, not a criminal. It's a civil prosecution, which is not terribly unlike a criminal prosecution because it is brought on the people by the DA's office on behalf of the people of the state of California.
Right.
So it's not being brought on behalf of any particular victim, and it actually isn't for direct damages or losses. It is purely a prosecution type of case where we're seeking to punish and deter. And in doing that, you get a lot of injunctive terms, which we did for against PG&E, such as, you know, they're required to add additional weather stations and do various other things to help make our community safer so that we don't have another
inspection
fire.
Inspection of their sites, and if they find something bad there.
And when they inspect it and they find something bad, they can't just have someone else turn around and just, we don't have time, we're just going to mark that off of our fix list and move on, which is like delisting a tree. That they have to actually have a full second inspection or certified arborist go out there. So we negotiated a lot of terms.
Okay.
Those are court enforced. We have we're having quarterly meetings with them, annual meetings with PG&E to ensure their compliance and that they are doing these things in our county. So that first and foremost, that is what these civil prosecutions are for, and we spent a lot of time working on that.
To enhance the safety of our
right.
people.
Right. But then the other piece of it is always a financial piece to try to give something, inject something back into the community that's going to help the entire community. Because, again, this is not losses and damages to a particular person or place. This is on behalf of the people, so it's everybody. So what I did is I got close to 74% of the total money is all going into fire and law enforcement. So it's all going, you know, $15.5 million to the Shasta County Fire for additional personnel. We're going to get additional fire investigators through Redding Fire Department and Anderson Fire Department. They each got $3.5 million. This is to fund those positions over multiple years, along with, you know, new fire trucks and all kinds of stuff that is going to help make us ready for fire, prevent fire, be ready to respond, and do everything we can to keep our community safe. And then on top of that, we work with the family members to see how we could honor their victim and their loved one that died in a way that is, at least we try to tie it to the what occurred.
Okay. And then that's 74-75% of it. The other 25% then?
That would be more closely related to what the families had wanted. So we're looking at, the Haven Humane got close to
2.5 or something.
2.5 plus 200. So, you know, they're close to $3 million for their small animal evacuation center, a spay and neuter program. There was money that went to Bella Vista Animal Sanctuary from one of the victims worked with them and
so,
you know, other areas
so
like that.
So with victims, that when you talk to the victims and those, they said, we'd like to see money go here.
Correct.
So
One Safe Place
on that also.
Yeah, it was the combination of Children's Legacy Center and One Safe Place with those two coming together.
And so that decision was made based on
needs.
Well,
needs and family wishes.
And family wishes of those who were impacted on it.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, when you think about being displaced, if you are in a dysfunctional or in a volatile home situation and you have your room, now your room is gone and you're stuck somewhere maybe in a fifth wheel, you can see how, and animals have no place to go and you can't go where you are with your animal. I understand if you just for a minute think about that those are two vitally important areas that need really the first attention, or like not first attention, but high attention.
Right.
Top attention, top of the list.
Yeah.
What else?
Let's take a look at, bring my list here. Let's see, we've got the Igo Ono Elementary School, $200,000 for a new whole playground area. That's the school that Fela went to, the 8-year-old who died in the Zog fire.
You know, I'm starting to understand it now. It wasn't just kind of arbitrarily, I shouldn't say arbitrarily, but, 12 people sitting down to figure this out.
Right.
you went to the families themselves.
Oh, we met with them a lot.
And this is where they'd like to, like where the little girl who died.
Right.
So now her school's got a playground, hopefully named after her.
Oh, yes, it's there.
Right. And that's also probably a place to put evacuees. Right, if you're evacuating, is that a center that could be a place for that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm sure they use schools and all kinds of things depending on locations.
Depending on the locations
of the fire. But
and yeah. Haven Humane setting up that huge center.
That has been such a need in our community for such a long time. Yeah.
But when the car fire hit, seeing what happened there, where they the people that owned the. That center down in Anderson, the outlet center, gave them.
Yep,
fantastic.
And I don't even know who those people are.
Right.
And all the people that helped, and then so the one safe place. And so the people that were impacted by this fire thought that money should go there, and
so it's the mother daughter, Fela and Elena. They died together, and they were trapped in a vehicle trying to flee. Their vehicle ran off the road, and they both died in the vehicle together. Their family together wanted to have money go to children and families in our community, particularly those who are victims of crime or ways that people would need in catastrophic events, all of that. So. Mm-hmm. You know, I set them up knowing that those two are coming together.
Right.
CLC, Children's Legacy Center, and One Safe Place are merging together. This is a great area. Why don't you go and talk with them? Which they did and said, yes, this is where we want.
Okay.
We want to honor our loved ones that lost. That
okay.
Perished.
Let's take a break.
Sure.
And, you know what? Sometimes we forget. Like Jeremy Stokes, they've got a fund, in his name.
There's a donation of $280,000 going to the Jeremy Stokes Foundation in the name of the four people who died in the Zog Fire as part of this settlement as well.
I saw his widow on our news or someplace talking about that, about the foundation. So money went into that too. Okay, this portion of the show. Brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive have just a great selection of jewelry of all kinds, from Native American to specially designed pieces, state jewelry, you name it, they have it. And they have a lot of it, a lot of different types, at very fair prices. It's locally owned, locally operated. This is Well, it's really my jewelry store of choice, because when I need to get something for that time, I can go down there and talk to Rebecca. And she's got a little – did you know she's got a whole display case that says
– Anyway, it's family-owned.
It's got Linda's name on it. Yeah, family-owned.
Family-owned. You're going to go in there, and they're not going to switch out your diamonds. You know, take your stuff in there. You know it's going to be in safe hands. It's a big deal. Rest assured. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive.
Yep.
And it's your only full-service jewelry store in Reading. We'll be right back.
Bless the peace and the children, for in this world they have no voice. They have no choice.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
When there's work to do, ground to break, and a reputation to uphold, you need the powerful, durable Kubota RTVX, North America's number one selling diesel utility vehicle. Now, get the RTVX for zero down, 0% APR for 36 months. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Experience Mexican food at its finest at Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading, featuring delicious breakfast burritos with your choice of sausage, ham, bacon, potatoes, steak, and machaca. Also, al pastor, a traditional Mexican dish filled with seasoned roast pork and toppings. They also offer fish tacos, shrimp tacos, vegetarian tacos, rolled supreme tacos, chicken or beef burritos, quesadillas, taco salads, carne asada, and more. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street is open for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m., and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout. That's 530-605-0724. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody's better at fixing windshields than Jeff Horst. He doesn't take chances with your safety. He fixes something, he guarantees it for the life of the windshield. He gives free inspections and analysis. If you've got a crack in your windshield, he can fix them over up to two feet in length, maybe a little bit longer, longer cracks depending on where it is. But all the chips in your windshield, which can turn into nasty cracks, he fixes those, and they are almost invisible when he finishes. That's Jeff Horst, locally owned, locally operated. He's located at 3208 South Market Street. Give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment, or just drive in. Cars, trucks, and, of course, RVs with the huge windshields. I see them parked out there all the time, different ones parked out there all the time while he's fixing those chips that are in the windshields. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Linda and I, guest today is Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget, and we've discussed the Zog Fire money. We've discussed the decision to sign the compact with Reading Rancheria, and Reading Rancheria will be in here a little bit later on today too. The thing about the compact or the lease agreement was not that they hadn't been working on it for so long, but that the DA did not know it was going to be on the
or the terms of
the or the deal. Terms did not know the latest terms, because the terms obviously have changed over
right
as you're talking.
The terms changed significantly, yeah, right. And were okay. Put on without us knowing,
without you or the sheriff knowing. But Reading Rancheria did reach out to you on it to try and find out the cost, so that's a plus. Okay. What do we have going on this month in the DA's office?
Well, I guess the first thing I'd want to talk about, not necessarily this month, but an upcoming event that we have started working on, is our annual Strikeout Domestic Violence Bowl-a-thon. And that is, we do have our date. That is going to be on Saturday, September 30th from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Country Bowl here in Reading. And we are already collecting sponsors, bowling teams, gift baskets. So we just wanted to get that word out there early. It is a big fundraiser we do every year. Last year in 2022, we raised more than $17,000for Camp Resilience. This is a program through Family Dynamics Resource Center that sends kids to Camp Resilience. That's, you know, kids that have been impacted by crime.
All right.
Particularly domestic violence, homicide, whatever it may be. They've had very traumatic events in their life. This pays for them to go for a week-long camp where they've got, you know, trained counselors, you know, just not just your regular camp counselor, but these are actually trained to work with kids who have gone through traumatic events, and they get to do really fun things and do it in a way that they learn to trust their counselors and other kids, a lot of things that they lose when they grow up in a home full of domestic violence or they've been through some traumatic event.
So this is a bowling fundraiser.
Yeah.
Specifically, I like when things are specific, because sometimes we go do things and there's a blanket and we're not really sure. So we know that this is for funds to send kids to camp.
Right.
All right. So when is it again?
It is going to be on Saturday, September 30th, 2023. So if you want to sponsor a lane, you want to have, you know, our sponsors, we always make sure we have a sign up for their business to advertise their business and that they're a sponsor. Or if you want to go ahead and lock in your lane and with your team, or you just simply want to put a gift basket together, because we raise a lot of money through our gift baskets that night as well, please go ahead and start reaching out to us. You can reach Brianna Haney. She's our community education specialist, and she is reachable at 245-6322.
Okay. So so then she'll be able to tell you how much it costs to sponsor a lane, sponsor a team,
right,
do the gift basket, or whatever you can do, because I think this is really, an important thing, because we, you know, children are innocent, and adults that – behave badly, it impacts on a child's how they shape their lives.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when a child's childhood is robbed of them, from them, I think it's really important that they have a place that they can go to where they can, for even if it's for a moment, that they have a breakthrough, that they have fun, or they forget about the trauma. Or there's light and it's not dark. I mean, these are things that people don't understand, that these are defining moments for a child.
Yeah.
You know,
and just learning to trust and finding other people and knowing that other people have gone through things that they've gone through and you know, kind of moving to the other side of that together is it's a big deal.
Very big deal.
It's a very big deal.
You know,
children and trauma.
I want to take an early break here, because Linda and I went to see a movie that was so powerful. Sound of Freedom. And I'm sure you've heard about it.
I've heard about it. I haven't gone and seen it yet, but I plan on it.
It's a movie, but it is based on something that is so real.
Statistics.
And I wanted to talk about sex trafficking and human trafficking here in Shasta County, and your thoughts on just
what
the situation, what you see, and all that. This portion of the show brought to you by A Happier Thought, Quick and Clean Car Wash. I love this place. It's, you drive in, you get the car wash of your choice, and then you drive into the tunnel. It goes through there. You're sitting there listening to music, whatever. You can roll down the window if you want to really upset your wife on her side. But it's really a good place. Your car, truck comes out looking great. And if you buy five car wash coupons, you get one free. If you buy 10, you get 3 free at Quick and Clean Car Wash, located on the corner of Market and Eureka Way, right down the street from us here. And you're going, okay, it's Market and Eureka Way. Look at the Dutch Bros, and it's right behind the Dutch Bros. It's right there. In fact, they kind of share a parking lot. Quick and Clean Car Wash. Great place. Locally owned, locally operated. The family's had that corner in there for close to 100 years. We'll be right back.
Double the brunch, double the delight. Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and indulge in our brunch special. Now served on Saturdays and Sundays. Spend your weekend with us and get this all-you-can-eat brunch for $45 with a River Club card or $55 without. Kids under 10 eat for just $15. Enjoy our wide variety of specialty entrees and more. For menu or complete details, visit WindRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $800 on qualifying implements. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coach Master apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachMasterAutoBody.com.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dirsch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dirsch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. Today's, it's 7:48 here on the 26th of July. It's about 73 degrees out there. It's going to be under 100 today. So, gosh, it's almost sweater weather. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, veteran-owned business, 530-365-3793. Linda and I are here with Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County District Attorney. We've talked about a number of things today. The new lease with the Ready Rancheria, who are going to be on in the next hour, later on in the next hour, the Zog fire and how the $50 million came to us. And it was a lot more to it than just money. It was, making sure or trying to ensure that this didn't happen again because things were ignored, as we know had happened. And then, new event coming up that we'll be talking about here in the future. I'm thinking we could go with a big basket. We haven't given a basket
before. Yeah, we'd love to have a basket.
I'm thinking of a big basket.
We'd love to have you come attend as well. Well, yeah. It's a fun event.
I love it, except Linda just trashes me bowling. She says to me while I'm trying to bowl, she says things to me.
It's not true.
She pammed the holes in my bowling ball one time. And, so it was slippery. Anyway.
I never know. You know, it's never consistent. It's like one day I can hit the ball in golf and then the day I've seven misses. And some days when I bowl, I do a good game, and other times I'm gutter girl, and this is the way it is. I'm kind of like the Gemini of, it's true throughout everything.
Yeah. Welcome to my world.
Anyway,
When we left, we were talking about this movie, Sound of Freedom, and about sex trafficking of children and just sex trafficking and human trafficking in general. Shasta County. Your thoughts about what's happening here in Shasta County concerning that?
Yeah, well, I don't think anyone should think that it's something that doesn't happen here, because it does. Especially with us having the, I-5 corridor going right through our county. Anytime you've got that type of easy access to a community, you've got hotels, you've got, motels, you've got now maybe even VRBOs, I'm not sure. But, locations where people can rent a place and this type of conduct, it's going to happen. And I think one of the things we talked about in the break is how difficult it can be to learn about it, to crack these cases. And it is really something that does... obviously there's a lot that law enforcement can do and proactively do, and I know me and our law enforcement partners is something we are working on, working on that going into the future. It was one of the things I talked about throughout my campaign, that I want to put together a robust human trafficking program in our community.
It's not easy.
But it's something that really starts a lot with our community, with community education, and having a community that's willing to say something. Because we've had cases, we talked about one during the break, where the only reason we found out about these two people who were human trafficking ladies in our community is because a neighbor saw something and they called. They saw a girl run out of a house, and the girl seemed upset, and that's not somewhere where they knew someone of that age was living, and called it in, and that was a huge case.
Well, unfortunately, what we're finding out, it's people of all economic endeavors. In fact, probably some of them are better, are well off to be able to afford this kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're moved up and down the I-5. They can put their orders in online, and they're delivered. It's tough, but what do you envision, like, this task force would do? How would they work?
Yeah, it's doing a lot of, proactive work, too, because, getting, when you're out there, and this is a lot of work that is already being done, there's tasks, we've always had task force working on, like, finding where drug sellers are and stuff in our community, because where you find drugs, you find guns, and a lot of times you find human trafficking. So it's getting, making sure the focus turns a little bit more towards the human trafficking piece, working with other communities or other counties that currently have robust human trafficking task force, to see what are you guys doing, what's working, what's not working, what can we start emulating up here in our community, and that is what we're beginning to work on.
As most everybody knows, because I'm so proud of him, my son-in-law is a U.S. Marshal, and they will come into they went through a 3-week sweep going after sex traffickers and human trafficking.
Yeah.
And it was an operation that went through the whole country. Every office was out there, and they arrested people there. But do you work with the feds? Do the feds kind of give you they force feed down? Is that we're seeing this happening in your region or the state? I mean, the state must have something going.
That might be some better questions for our sheriff's office or Reading Police if they're getting that information to them, because they are more the line level out there investigating
those. To you. That's true.
But we do participate when we do like stings and stuff like that. So, and I know from talking to other DA offices that do have these programs, they typically do have a federal partner that is on part of that task force, or at least a resource, so that would be something that
Well, it's not like something, I mean, I could see you'd be in the task force, or one of your people.
Sure.
At least.
Oh, absolutely.
But it is, it's the law enforcement themselves that are going to be the ones that are at that first It just is. We've talked about this before with One Safe Place. We've talked about human trafficking. We've talked about this Native Americans and their missing. How many Native Americans go missing every year? All of these things. I mean, I just didn't realize how pervasive it was until I saw that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Here in the United States.
I'm going to have to watch that movie.
And it's,
for sure.
They talked about in the last 3 years that it's like tripled. I mean, there was a staggering number that, what's happened as far as it being the three starts. It's the third largest global underworld business.
Hmm. Yeah, the amount of money it's in. Okay, can we switch to the courthouse?
Sure. Oh boy.
So
what's happening?
When do you think?
I had heard, I should be getting an update pretty soon actually about this, but the latest that I had heard was September, but I don't believe that's going to happen at this point. I'm not sure, because they do need to get their certificate of occupancy, and then something like 90 days after they get that, and I believe they don't have that yet.
There's still people working there every day.
Yeah, I would say it's going to be at best pushed out later into the fall.
Okay.
Whether it's going to be later than that, I don't know at this time, but.
I would be remiss if I didn't take one more shot take a shot at Gavin Newsom at least once an hour. And this one is, has he appointed any more judges up here?
He has not. He still hasn't. Those two positions have been open now a year. I mean, both of those judges retired during the summertime last year. And it's frustrating. It has such a huge impact on
It's
our
more than
community.
Two. So we're
so we're short, I think it's like 4.75, whatever their stats say. But we're short 4 to 5 judges. On top of that we need extrajudicial positions appointed. But those two positions haven't been. It does seem like there's some movement there, because as an attorney in this county, when the governor is working on vetting candidates and getting closer to deciding, we do start getting emails so we can do evaluations of them. And some of those have been going out recently. I know that I've received a few and other people have. So maybe there's some movement there, but we certainly haven't had appointments.
Okay. Well, so build it. Maybe it's one of those build it and they will come.
I think they're already here. I think we have plenty of cases and plenty of work for
the
courthouse.
Well, I meant the judges. They've got brand new chambers here. You know, you could probably appoint one now, and they can put their stuff in. They can put the first holes in the wall.
Go to,
I know. It's been so long that as I drive by the new courthouse, they have all, the huge air conditioners and everything out in the back. Yeah. I'm starting to see rust on them.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Well, it's interesting because especially, my kids, my youngest son was so, because he's only 11, and they've been working on that courthouse for years. So for him, he's mentioned a few times, he's like, man, they've been building that building my whole life. Because their perspective from when they were much younger. And I'm like, yeah, that's kind of what it seems like.
Well, they've been building it all of your life and Linda's life.
Yeah.
It's
definitely been a very long time.
And it's just...
Yeah.
We have some friends that are doing some work on it, and so they're just things like water lines and so on and so forth that You can't open it until it's, you know, until it's really working. Right? Yeah.
Well, that's the idea.
Yeah, well, anyway. I mean.
Hey, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
District attorney, and a lot of stuff going on. It'll continue to go on. Yeah. So, have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you
bet.
Good
to see you.
All right, we're going to take a break from the news, and we'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Wilmington, Delaware, the federal courthouse. President Biden's son Hunter is there now, appearing before a federal judge. He is expected to plead guilty to two tax crimes and admit possessing a gun as a drug user. The anticipated plea is part of a deal with the Department of Justice that will likely spare Biden any time behind bars. Republican Senator Tom Cotton says that so many Americans are not getting the whole truth about this case or the serious corruption allegations that have been raised against the Biden family.
The traditional media is acting like a phalanx of bodyguards for Joe Biden and the Biden family as a whole. They don't want to write these kinds of stories because they're worried about where they may lead. If they even hinted that they're going to write a story, start covering this, then lefties come down on them like a ton of bricks.
The senator from Arkansas speaking with the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt. What got its start in the Southwest is on the verge of moving into the Northeast. National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orovic says a punishing heat wave is on the move.
Really hot temperatures pushing into the major urban areas of the Northeast by Thursday and Friday. It looks like temperatures 98 to 100 degrees will be about record-setting, anywhere from Washington, D.C. up to New York City.
Some 90 million-plus Americans are under heat alerts today. Phoenix, the epicenter of the record-shattering heat wave, expects more of the same today, although some relief may be in the offing there.
Usually it looks like there's somewhat of a break tomorrow on Thursday and Friday, at least in the records, but it could also be that the records are so high.
Forecaster David Roth at NOAA's Weather Prediction Center. What's the Fed going to do about interest rates? We'll find out later on today. The central bank expected to hike rates a quarter point. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 14 points, NASDAQ down 95. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Changes in the air in Cambodia. Political change. As longtime Cambodian leader Hun Sen announces he'll resign as prime minister in 3 weeks, handing over the reins of power to his eldest son.
The announcement comes after the Cambodian People's Party won a landslide victory in elections this weekend that Western countries and rights organizations criticized as being neither free nor fair. Hun Sen has been Cambodia's autocratic leader for 38 years, but said ahead of the elections he would hand off the position to his son, Hun Manne, sometime during the next five-year term. 45-year-old Hun Manne is currently the country's army chief and won his first seat in parliament during Sunday's election. Despite stepping down from the premiership, Hun Sen is still widely expected to remain closely involved in running Cambodia and is also expected to become president of the country's Senate. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
News and analysis at townhall.com. The U.S. Forest Service
fesses up.
The service says its own prescribed burn started a 2022 wildfire that nearly reached Los Alamos, New Mexico. The agency published findings of its investigation into causes of the Cerro Pelado fire that burned across more than 60 square miles and crept within a few miles of the city of Los Alamos. Investigations trace the April 2022 outbreak of the wildfire under dry conditions to smoldering remains of a prescribed burn of forest debris commissioned by the Forest Service earlier in the winter. John Scott reports.
It's not only the air temperature, the water temperature off the tip of Florida at Manatee Bay is unusually hot, exceeding 100 degrees for 2 days in a row. It may be the hottest seawater ever recorded, according to NOAA. The initial reading on a buoy, 101.1 degrees as of last evening. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 26th of July, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Sue's at the helm. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Linda's here with the weather.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's currently 73 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have around 99 today. We may have some 5 to 10 miles per hour with southeast winds this morning. Tonight will be clear with around 68. Tomorrow calls for sunny and hot with a high near 96. And Thursday night, clear skies with our temperatures on Thursday night around 68. Friday calls for 96. Clear skies once again Saturday, 95. And Sunday calls for sunny and hot with 96. So we are under those triple-digit degrees this week. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Always the Kinney family bringing us Angel Network stuff. They do great work. 365-3793.
And we're here with Tony Horde, who is one of the hosts, but the main host, of Living in the North State, local real estate radio. Good morning. We have to see on.
Good morning. Let's hear it again.
Try it again.
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
this show is somewhat of an anomaly in the sense of the time it runs. But we've got a big announcement to make about that. But tell people about the show.
Yeah, Tony. Let's hear about it.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it's been a lot of fun to get it started, and it's basically just a show about real estate in our community. And I've been a longtime resident. I was born up at Mercy Medical, and so I've been here all my life. And getting into real estate and meeting so many people and working in the community this way, ran across a lot of, I've learned a whole lot about the aspect, and through all of the learning, certainly had a lot of questions from all of our clients and all of that, and it just kind of made sense to bring all of that knowledge to the forefront and talk about it. You know, that way you don't necessarily have to be in the mode of buying a house or selling a house to maybe learn about it.
To be informed about, like, what the current market is, like, or where, what's happening with trends and where we are. So, what inspired you? How long have you been in the real estate industry?
About 4 years to the day.
Okay. And what did you do before that?
I've had a couple little careers, but my main one was IT. So I did, IT support for about 25 years or so.
My goodness. Yeah. Okay. So you've been always, did you go through school thinking, you just, computers were your thing, or, tell us a little bit about growing up and where you got that bug.
Sure, you bet. Well, you know, living around here, it was all about the outdoors and fishing and hiking and things like that. So I kind of naturally went to the Forest Service. And I was a firefighter and a Forest Service guy. And I got injured up in a Happy Camp on a big fire one year, 1992. And that was the end of my career right there. And that was during the time that they would retrain you for another job. And I chose to have computers. So
that was bright.
Yeah, 92, man. 92. All right. Okay. And so you chose computers. I'm just, you know, it's my turn to get, I want to interview Tony. I want to find out about the show. Cause that brings up to, it's another element of who you are and the knowledge. I mean, you think about the fact that you were a firefighter and then in the 90s you became an IT guy. You bring a whole nother spectrum of what you, to the table.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah. You know, and I look back on my past, and I look at the different facets of life that I've experienced, and I'm happy to have that kind of experience, and it kind of, at least I feel like I'm well-rounded for the job, so to speak.
Tony's also a photographer. I mean, you have great photos.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.
I mean, but you also, I don't know if that's a side gig. Can I say that?
That was the next career. You know, I got tired of computers. I had a little computer store up there across the street from Waterworks Park called California Tech. And we loved serving the community, but I all of a sudden decided, you know, I want to just change life. And I actually, well, it's an interesting story, but I sold my Mickey Mantle baseball card collection.
Oh, my gosh.
And I bought all the photography gear, including all the studio stuff and everything.
Gosh.
And I just set it right up and started photographing people. And
Mickey Mantle? Okay, first of all, so then how did that come into your life? Was that something, a passion from a child, or did you inherit some? And
oh, gosh. Okay, so I just went to a yard sale one day, and there was a Derek Jeter baseball card. And I bought it, and I brought it home, and I realized that it was worth more than I paid. And I started getting into it. And with my computer business up there, what I would do with my end of the profits is I would basically buy baseball cards online, and I would I had a good collection going. So
man.
I had every Mickey Mantle baseball card, for the exception of his two rookie cards. Those were the ones that I hadn't got up to yet.
That was kind of like the sacred level.
Yeah, I don't know if I could ever get that rookie card.
Well, you know, all of us of my age, and I'm a little bit older than you two. If we had just kept the baseball cards we'd had it from kids.
Oh, yeah.
Or the comic books.
Oh.
I mean, how many first edition comic books did I have?
My brother.
I mean, I'd be sitting on a beautiful place in Fiji.
Oh, my God.
Now.
My brother and his Marvel comic books. Thor.
Yeah. Oh, anyway. Yeah.
Hulk.
About the show, you brought in three co-hosts
here.
Bill Woodford, who we all know.
Yeah.
Of course. And Mindy
Billy
Cochran.
Boy. Mm-hmm.
And Rich Howe.
Yes, sir.
And so the four of you are doing the show, either together or individually.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the big news. As I said, when Tony came in and I said, you know, our Monday through Friday shows from 6 to 7 are filled. I can offer you a 5 to 6 if you'd like to do that. And he said yes. And we're so happy you did, because it's a great show. Our 6 o'clock show on Wednesday nights is going to take a hiatus. They are getting overrun in their business. So the big announcement is that we're moving the, your show, Living in the North State, starting next week, next Wednesday, a week from today, to 6 p.m.
That's exciting. We're excited about that for sure.
I think, you know, it kind of falls in. I mean, you obviously got a following you've built up. So they're just a little bit later, and it's a good time. People are home, or, you know, and they can listen to it, sit back and listen.
Sure. So, I think it's more of a prime time slot. Like, I recognize that.
Yeah. And I'm so happy that it was able to work out like that for you.
Good.
And I love hearing a little bit about your history, because I think for some of our listeners, they're going to tune in because it makes you more of a relatable guy with all those little, I want to know more about those little intricacies of your life, history.
We have a few more minutes.
I love that. The baseball card, the Mickey Mantle selling the Mickey Mantle baseball card collection and buying all your photography gear. I mean, talk about someone not afraid about making changes.
Sure. Boom. One life to live, right? You know, do everything that you want to do and don't leave anything behind. So that was kind of my motto, and it still is my motto. That's why I'm right here with you guys, you know. The photography, well, the what's neat about the photography is we'll talk about somebody who you guys both know and is somebody who propelled my whole photography world. I had sold that business up there, and California Tech was the business that I sold. And when you sell a business, you know, you have to, I forget what it's called, but you can't do business anymore. You know, there's a term.
Non-compete.
Something like that. You know, so I couldn't do anything for 2 years. And at the end of that 2 years, and I'd been doing photography and all of that, I decided I should at least go ahead and do some aspect of it, because I was still very knowledgeable and I could certainly make money doing it. And photography is hard to make a lot of money at unless you are hitting it just perfect. So, anyways, I was looking for a website, and so I decided on Reading IT, and this, somebody else owned it. And so there's a way in the computer world where you can contact that person. And that was Nigel Skeet.
And, love it.
He told me, he said, I've got that website. I was planning on doing something with it, but maybe we could do something together.
That's great.
And so we.
Nigel Skeet, Joe is the 6 to 7 hour, James and Nigel. Yeah. And it's then they are with their Shasta
Nigel's
County,
a great photographer.
Chamber of Commerce and the other things they're working on.
Yeah, he did our photography for us.
They just said, we're overrun here.
Yeah.
And can we take a hiatus? Do we get this thing
right
going?
So we're
going
to put you in that slot.
And I said, well, yeah, because it really does work out well. And Nigel's played a part in our lives.
Yeah,
he's
taken pictures, our pictures that have gone into Enjoy and our official photographers here, our photography of KCNR. So, you know, that was really nice to do a shout out to him. Looking forward to your show tonight at 5.
It's next. Oh, yeah, at 5 tonight.
Tonight and next week at 6.
Yep.
So we'll start with our new time slot next week.
Awesome. I'm so happy to be here. This is a great great experience for me and all of my hosts, and we're enjoying it. It's a lot of fun.
Well, I'm going to wait till Bill, so I'm making sure Bill's there, and I'm going to call in with questions that have nothing to do with the subject.
Cool.
And he has to, you know, y'all have to learn how to handle that. You're talking about something somebody calls in and says.
Yeah, throw him off board and say, I saw a test today.
Have you seen that movie, Sound of Freedom? And then go from there.
Okay. There you go.
Tony Horde. Living in the North State tonight, 5 to 6, starting next week, and for the future, we'll be in from 6 to 7.
Sounds good.
Every Wednesday night. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, you guys. Appreciate it.
We're going to take a break here, and when we come back, we've got, as you heard, we had the DA on talking about, you know, the new lease and everything. Well, now we have Redding Rancheria is here with Tracy Edwards, and we'll be talking about that lease and what it means to not only Redding Rancheria, but also Shasta County. We'll be right back.
Dust off those dancing shoes and party with country music band Lone Star.
Lone Star.
At the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Thursday, July 27th. Giddy up and get ready to be amazed by some of your favorite Lone Star hits like I'm Already There and What About Now. Tickets for this event are just $55 plus fees. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Must be 21 to attend.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy-to-fill-out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
And good morning and welcome back to our Wednesday edition here of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. Thanks for tuning in. And for those of you who are listening online, good morning, 8:21 in the morning. And we are currently at 75 degrees with our highs today, which will be around 99 and overnight lows of 68. And again, we are under triple digits this week. For the remainder, Thursday is 96, Friday is 96, and Saturday looks like 95.
Yay.
There we go. Yeah.
Sweater weather.
Yeah.
This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy Maxwell has been doing this since 1993 in her company, helping families, seniors, veterans, and business owners. If you're looking for some second opinions on insurance for your home, since we seem to be having a lot of problem with the insurance companies here in the state of California, give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation or how she can help you find insurance for your personal property and for your home. Give her a call. Give her a call at 530-221-0441. We're here with Tracy Edwards.
Good morning.
And Miranda Edwards.
Good morning.
And Veronica. And Veronica's just kind of standing to the side on here.
Interning this summer. Welcome to Reading.
I got a phone call from Maria about could we get Reading Rancheria on this morning.
Yes.
And I said, well, yeah, because there was a lot of things that happened yesterday at the Board of Supervisors.
Yeah.
And I said, sure, because I think it's really important that we get – we heard from the DA this morning, and what she said was she's been working on this thing with you all for years. And it was and in her case, it was a surprise to her it had gone on to the agenda, which has nothing to do with you all at all. The agreement.
Yeah.
So tell us about the agreement.
Well, the agreement is good news. So, you know, I think somehow the narrative sometimes in the press or, you know, texts and phone calls that you may get, it sounded like it might have been a negative thing. But I think that I'm here to let everybody know this is a great thing. The Rancheria has been working on this agreement with the county since 2019. This is a negotiated agreement where we're going to pay our fair share. I think that nobody's going to argue. Whether you agree with the casino or not, the Reading Rancheria pays our fair share. We always have. We haven't had an agreement, and we have funded law enforcement. We've funded the DA's office. We have funded all kinds of government programs. We didn't have to. No other business in town, nobody else in town is required to or does the things that we do. So we put into an agreement going forward with the new casino what we're going to commit to the county to mitigate any offset or any costs that they may be associated with. It's absolutely a win. It's a win for the county. I think whatever the narrative is out there that, it's going to cost more or they're not paying their fair share, it's ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous.
So let's, for clarification, and I'm, of course, reading the article that the headline says Shasta supervisors ignore objections.
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
talking about the narrative.
Never
okay.
reached
yeah,
out.
Yeah,
never
exactly.
out to you.
Pass a 30-year agreement with the Reading Rancheria. So just for clarification and hearing what you're saying, this agreement with the Reading Rancheria paying the fees that you're talking about, putting in whatever the amount is per call or for these fees, et cetera, is this a new agreement or is this agreement the same agreement that's been going on for 5 years, just maybe move to the front agenda or whatever?
So we've been negotiating with staff. I have a list. I'm surprised that the people who, Sheriff Johnson, the DA, and the fire chief yesterday, I know they spoke that they were surprised and they hadn't heard this. I've worked with CEO Larry Lease, Matt Pontes, interim CEO Patrick Minchern, CEO, assistant CEO Eric Magrini, interim CEO Mary Williams, county council Ruben Cruz, county council James Ross, and several county staff members. So, when I am surprised that individuals are saying that they hadn't heard or didn't know about the agreement. So, we have been doing our due diligence. We've been working with the county and the staff for all these years and all these people. So, yes, there's been agreements gone back and forth. This is the agreement that we landed on. And so, it's a good deal.
You've worked with, I'm trying to read it upside down, eight
yes.
people.
Uh-huh.
And
more than eight.
More than eight.
Those are just the ones listed by names and then additional staff members as well.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. There's other staff members you were working with also. And this has been going on since 2019 at least.
Yes.
Through this whole group of different people.
And absolutely.
I know there was that there was some consternation. Maybe I don't know if that's exactly the right word. On your part is that every time we get an agreement, they change CEOs,
yeah.
or they change somebody yeah. else quits.
Right.
So then you have to start all over again.
Yeah, essentially. And I think that, this current agreement that was approved, we've been working on since January. So it didn't show up Tuesday, for the
right.
first time.
It wasn't like, let's just do this.
Exactly. So, I don't know why, all of a sudden this is, turned negative, that the tribe has done something or tried to slip something through. I mean, we have been working through the process the way I'm assuming anybody would, any business in town or any individual in town would hope that they would, be able to work through and get the response. So.
Yeah. And let's go through and because it's in the paper and I'm not sure the paper's got everything right.
Okay.
It says make a one-time payment of $1.6 million to the county rather than pay annual property taxes, permit fees, and other impact fees.
Correct. When land goes into trust, there's no property taxes due. But the county also will receive money from the state and federal government for lands that are put into trust. So they'll get money from another source, and then we're also going to just give them money on top of that to offset any of their losses.
I didn't realize that they got money from state and
yeah.
and feds
mm-hmm.
on that.
Yeah.
So that comes into the county.
Yeah.
We'll make a one-time payment of $1 million to help fund law enforcement,
mm-hmm.
then reoccurring annual payments of $1,000 per service call.
Yes.
Okay. And they're not being paid that, from what I understand from talking to the DA. They're not getting like that $1,000 per call.
No, they're not. California is unique, as is a few other states. We're a public law 280 state.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not required to pay for our law enforcement. Somewhere along the line, somebody decided that tribes couldn't handle their own criminal affairs, so they gave criminal jurisdiction to the local law enforcement. So the county sheriff is
required to respond to crimes on the Rancheria as a part of Public Law 280. Now, the tribe doesn't get any funding for that to pay the sheriff. The sheriff doesn't get any funding. So there's always been a little bit of the tribes don't like Public Law 280, and my guess is perhaps the sheriff doesn't either. But that's something we're all stuck with. So we haven't paid the $1,000 fees before because we haven't been required to. Then I can talk more about how we arrived at that because it's definitely a windfall for the county.
Okay. And then, we can go back and discuss this, each one of these. But I want to get to
this. Okay.
We'll make a one-time payment of $1 million to help with costs associated with fire and emergency services, then reoccurring annual payments of $10,000 per call for service.
For fire services, yes.
So each time there's a call, it's $10,000.
For fire services.
For fire services,
yes.
Not emergency.
Fire services,
just
yes.
Just fire services. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So was that captured?
Pretty much. We will pay, we're also offering to pay annual costs of $50,000 to maintain roads and traffic control. We will pay our fair share of any traffic infrastructure that needs to be done. When the environmental impact report is done, it'll come out and say this, you know, road mm-hmm. or that road needs to be fixed or widened. And so they'll allocate fair share costs. We'll pay that. So, you know, whatever costs are coming from this move, we're covering.
Are you, okay. like, when you say when you're covering, is there, like, oh, let's say it's going to cost $500,000.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean a percentage? Or can you share with our listeners, like, what that means?
Yes. So the environmental impact report and the record of decision will allocate percentages. So, yes.
Okay.
I'm guessing Costco, you know, is a user of that intersection,
right.
and
mm-hmm.
I'm sure that there's been plenty of studies done that have already, you know, talked about that. And then we'll add some, you know, congestion to that area, so we will pay our fair share to
widen
fix that.
Even, you know, widen the roads.
Yes.
I can't wait to see what that's going to be.
I know. Yeah. Well,
we'll see.
I drive that round about 20 times a day, so it's.
Well, I'll tell you before we take our break. I tell you, we got a phone caller. Terry, good morning.
I don't want to get cut off in 2 seconds, and I really want to thank the Rancheria for all the stuff they've done for the community. I was surprised at the sheriff, him saying that he only wanted a 5-year agreement, and to me, they're not getting anything now. When he was asked by the Board of Supervisors, meaning the sheriff, what they were getting per call now, he said zero. And you guys have come up with a plan. I think it's very good. The whole thing was about trust. I'm surprised. That's what I wanted to talk a little bit about. I'm surprised at the sheriff and his position of saying, well, it should only be a 5-year one, and we need to revisit it, and he's not getting anything now. And you guys, at what point, folks, has the Rancheria not reached out to the community and helped? You guys have been exemplary in that. Why would that change?
That's a real good point.
Absolutely, Carrie. Yes. I'm glad that you pointed that out. I think, I don't know, Carl, tell me when you need me to break.
Well,
no, you can answer this.
Okay.
This
well, I wanted to talk a little bit about that $1,000 because not only is it one.
Terry, did you have
meeting and spoke at it about Cal Fire, and it didn't seem like they were opposed to anything as much as it was that they were they had concerns about costs of if something happened. But anyway, I'd like to hold over and just ask one more question, if I may.
Well, just ask it now. I don't want to cut you off.
All right. So the thing is that the fire chief didn't take that posture. The sheriff took the posture of not trusting. He was asked if he trusted you and if he had had a good relationship, as was Stephanie Bridget. And both of them said, oh, our relationship is good, but we knew nothing about this. Well, just as a citizen, I knew something about it. Most people knew something
yeah.
about it. This has been in the works for a couple of years. And really and truly, I'm surprised that the sheriff, is there any particular reason you could think of why he is against this?
I do not know because I think it's absolutely a fair deal.
Absolutely.
And we have worked with the sheriff, and he does know that we pay our fair share. So
100%.
Yeah.
So is that the question?
That was it, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
No, that was because
good for everybody.
Yeah, because we talked a little bit about this, and we're going to take a break now, and we're going to come back and address these costs in this. And I think you captured it, Terry, in the sense of it wasn't that they didn't know it was being worked on. It was the fact that it was on the agenda, and they had not been told about that. But as Tracy has said, you've got a list of every CEO and county person that had any power there. And it's just there's so many of
that
them.
That you've been working with and talking
anyway,
about.
Anyway, thanks a lot, Terry, for the phone call. And we are going to take a break. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Mm-hmm. Cypress Square Barbershop off of Athens Avenue is my barbershop. But it's not just mine. It's mine and like 1,000 others, I think. But, or maybe 2,000. It's veteran-owned. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointment, so it works on your schedule. It's man's last stronghold. I'm not even getting a glance up from the Edwards side of it when I say man's last stronghold. You can go there to get your haircut. I wouldn't recommend it if you want styling. We don't do styling down there. Give them a call at 530-244-9478. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Wind River Resort and Casino is putting the glamour in your next camping trip with our $70,000 summer glamping swipe to win drawing. Swipe your River Club card daily to win instant prizes like free drawing entries for your chance to win a 2023 Coleman Lantern trailer. Join us for weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Winners receive 25 bonus entries into the final drawings on June 29th and July 27th. For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
My name is Bill Evanhoe. I have been a business owner and registered Republican in Shasta County for 53 years. Kevin Cry does not reflect the kind of leadership our community deserves. His bad leadership and votes have been costly and reckless for the citizens of Shasta County. We can't afford the millions of our property tax dollars to replace a perfectly good voting system. Hand counting lends to more errors and more opportunity for fraud. I support the recall.
Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
Now at Turtle Bay Museum, cats and dogs on display now through September 4th, featuring immersive and interactive exhibits, games, and activities all about cats and dogs. Learn about the science and culture behind our domesticated furry friends, great for all ages. And don't miss Turtle Bay's summer animal shows, outdoor playgrounds, gardens, and more, all at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Presented in memoriam by the family of Cheryl Bambauer, Cats and Dogs, the exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
A celebration to last throughout the year.
And good morning and welcome back to our Wednesday edition here. Good morning, everybody. KCNR 96.5 FM on your dial, 1460 AM. And also streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This is Your Talk Radio, 8:37 in the morning. And this portion of the show is brought to you by
NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. It's locally owned, locally operated. It's a young couple who started in Redding and then have expanded and been a success, and they've built their new place in Anderson at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. They've got all your heavy equipment needs and lighter equipment. They've got from small to large. If I can drive a backhoe, a little backhoe up and down the road and use it, everybody can. They've got everything you can imagine, including side-by-sides if you want to rent one for the weekend and take off. You do it all, they do it local. Give them a call, 530-221-6800. NorCal Tractor and Equipment. We're here with Redding Rancheria, CEO, head person, Tracy Edwards, and Miranda Edwards, who is in your outreach. And
yeah, so I'm actually Senior Director of Organizational Communications. I've changed a bit since.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
It's a mouthful.
That's been in the last 2 weeks. Have you got your card yet?
I have not.
Well,
no.
As soon as you do, you give
say
me
it one more time.
Senior Director of Organizational Communications.
Organizational Communications. Well, we worked together with you all at the Redding Rodeo, and I loved everything that you did and how well you worked at the outreach that you had representing the tribe and in the dance, and you were a joy to work alongside of, and your singer and your prayer, everything about it was magical and wonderful. And I'm sure that the Redding Rodeo, and they've said this several times, that they look forward to future partnering with you.
Well, thank you.
And I think that has a lot to do with you.
Oh, thank you. Well, the rodeo made it really easy to work with, and everyone was so excited to work with us. So it was a real honor on our side to be working with the rodeo.
And people are watching.
And the powwow.
Powwow.
And we'll be working again together soon.
Yeah.
So. There you go.
Great, you guys.
Okay, let's go back to the question at hand here and about the lease. Prior to this lease, there was nothing in writing concerning law enforcement,
correct,
fire, mm-hmm, one-time payments or anything like this. Even though, as Terry aptly pointed out, you all have given and been such giving member of our community.
Right.
But this puts it in writing and says, we're going to do this, $1,000 every time you come out for a law enforcement thing.
Correct. Yes. So and let me tell you how we arrived at that. This is why I feel like we have been more than generous. We're a government. We're not a business. So first off, no other business pays, when you call the sheriff to come down to do something, you don't pay for that. But we're a government. So we compared the agreement that the county has with Shasta Lake City. So Shasta Lake City has a contract services with the county for sheriff's services. Mm-hmm. They paid $200 a call. The data that we've been given is that, that's what Shasta Lake City pays for services, $200 a call. We're paying $1,000 per call. So, however the county wants to split that money up, whether it all goes to the sheriff, whether it goes to partly to the DA, or however they want to take those funds, however they want to divide them up. But, $1,000 per call based on the data that we've seen that the county itself is charging another government, we're paying five times that.
Okay. And frankly, you don't care how they divide it up.
No, not at all. If the DA's office needs funds for whatever, for a call that comes through, then that's up to them.
This has been a weird month. We've had you out here 15 times, so at the end of the month, we pay you $15,000.
Right, and however you want to slice that up. And then the other reason I know that this is practically a windfall for the county, if you compare local tribes in the area, the Piscataquis and Nomlaki Indians, close to a similar size, a casino that we might have on I-5, they entered into an agreement with Tehama County where they pay $350,000 yearly, and then $75,000 addition that the county must match. So they must, put money into a fund together. So that's similar. Butte County, the Matupta tribe just entered into an agreement where they'll pay $52,000 annually for law enforcement and $84,000 annually for emergency fire services. That's all they're paying. They're not paying the upfront payments of $1 million for law enforcement, $1 million for fire, $1.6 million to cover any lost property tax revenues. And you know, and traffic, there's, you know, lots of pieces in ours that aren't in theirs. So those are very comparable. Those are our neighboring counties.
Okay.
So, you know, I think Shasta County got a good deal.
I didn't realize the city of Shasta Lake was paying $200 because Shasta County, you know, they've got a sheriff's deputy out there all the time.
Yes. Okay. And, you know, we've requested information on that. And so the last data that we got from them was $200. So
you
that's the impression I'm under. Maybe it's up, maybe it's gone up a little. I'm not sure.
You are a standalone government.
Yes.
Has been any thought about your own law enforcement?
Absolutely. We get asked that a lot, and sometimes I hear questions, you know, why don't they just get their own law enforcement? We have seriously looked into our own law enforcement. I've had several law enforcement officers in the community over the years say they want to work for us. Please put together a law enforcement. We'll come work for you. Very, very expensive. Doesn't mean that we won't do it, and it doesn't preclude us from in the future doing it, and perhaps when we move out on to I-5 that makes more sense. Currently it doesn't make sense. We are, our rancheria sits right in the middle of a city and a county, so if we make a call, you know, they're there within minutes. We're not a tribe that's 60 miles out in the middle of nowhere that, you know, a sheriff's call takes an hour to get to. That's not our case. So economies of scale for us right now, it makes sense to pay our local law enforcement, to provide us services. So right now, just with the economies of scale, it makes sense that we contract with the local law enforcement.
Okay. All right.
We have a quick question before we take a break. We can either pose it after the break,
but
let's do it now. Nick, do you have a question for our guest?
I've got a comment. I read in a paper where Stephanie Bridget had been working with the tribe for since 2017. Mary Rickert said she has been negotiating with the tribe for 7 years. You mentioned Larry Lease and all the other people that they have negotiated with and haven't got anywhere. Kevin Cry and Chris Kellstrom come in, and Jonesy gets some backup, and we've got a deal. I think they get all the credit for getting this done, and thank you very much to the tribe, because I think it's a really good deal.
You know, I'm really glad you made that comment, and I need to shout out to the four supervisors, Chris Kellstrom, Kevin Cry, Patrick Jones, and Tim Garman. They got to, they're, you know, worked together, and I think they are forward, they saw forward looking that this is good for the county to do this deal now and good for the people. I mean, this is just good for the entire community. This isn't something that the tribe came in and is trying to slide in. So I just want to make that clear, and I appreciate your comment.
Thanks, Nick. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. As you know, they have brought in 13 new doctors into our area here on a residency program, and this residency program is going to be ongoing. Next year, they expect another eight the next year, and the purpose behind this is to give the in the residency programs is to expose the doctors to all different spectrums of medicine, from the emergency rooms to working out in the local community in the clinics, like the VA clinic. I believe in the Redding Rancheria clinics are going to be out there.
Yes.
And that what it does is it increases the number of well-trained physicians. The other thing it does is if they find out what a great place Redding is, and then when they finish the residencies, maybe they go on to a specialty, then they come back here. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
Wake me up.
Resort and Casino is looking for participants to join us for our first annual Beans and Brew Chili Cook-Off. This event will take place in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Saturday, October 21st. For more information on the Chili Cook-Off, contact Group Sales at 530-339-7412 or email events at windriver.com. Participants must register before Saturday, September 30th to be eligible to participate in the Chili Cook-Off. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
When there's work to do, ground to break, and a reputation to uphold, you need the powerful, durable Kubota RTVX, North America's number one selling diesel utility vehicle. Now, get the RTVX for zero down, 0% APR for 36 months. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout, or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Yeah, we're streaming too at KCNR1460.com all over the world. You can't get away from us. We're here with...
And the archives, you may want to go back to the archives because they drop after our show is over, so you can go back and hear details this morning.
Really, yeah.
We had Stephanie Bridget on.
The DA.
And then we had on our show, our evening show, which...
Tony Hort.
Will be tonight at 5, beginning next week at 6.
Yep.
Interesting dude.
It is.
And the other guys that are going to be on with him.
Okay.
All real estate, stuff covering the North State. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. We're here with Tracy Edwards, CEO of Ready and Rancheria, Miranda Edwards, who is...
It's a mouthful.
She's in charge of
four words. Four big words.
Communications.
Organizational communication.
There you go.
So you can communicate, but you got to be organized.
Yeah, right.
No,
which
you
are.
We've proven that for 14 years. And Veronica, the intern who's here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Welcome.
To reiterate what we've been talking about, including with the DA, is the lease that was just signed, pushed through by the supervisors after 6 or 7 years, for the first time, lays out that Reading Rancheria is going to be paying the county, first of all, millions of dollars up front for fire, taxes, and law enforcement. And then for law enforcement, $1,000 per incident.
Per call.
Per call. And $10,000 per fire call.
Yes.
And... that was, and then there's other things.
Yeah,
too, I'm sure.
Smaller amounts, just you know, 50,000 here and there.
Yeah, you know what they say. Yeah, that billion adds up.
Well, but I think we want to make sure that we're paying our fair share. I think, but we also want to it needs to be fair. You know, it. We're not here to solve any county budget problems. You know, that's not our job or what we need to do. So, you know, what costs that they incur on our account, you know, we want to make sure that we cover that.
The bottom line on this is that any consternation that was raised at the Board of Supervisors was an internal thing. It had nothing to do with Redding Rancheria.
No, absolutely not.
And then Stephanie also pointed out how you all had called her to meet with her to talk about.
Absolutely. I mean, we've worked, and I've said this on the air before, you know, we've worked a lot with staff. You know, we've funded DA positions. We fund her, you know, we sponsor her fundraising programs. We're going to absolutely, you know, do that stuff. And I think that, for some reason, you know, when I read the headline this morning, I was like, well, why is this a negative thing? You know, this is a great deal. This is a great deal for the county and for the people of Shasta County.
In case you're wondering, the headline said, let me pull it up.
Well, this one says, Shasta supervisors ignore objections, pass a 30-year agreement with the Redding Rancheria. That was out of the Record Searchlight. Yeah.
What they could have said is, Shasta supervisors pass a 30-year agreement, which has been ongoing for 7 years, and have internal communication problems.
And the tribe will cover their costs.
So obviously, yeah, and obviously, there's no organizational communications going on within Shasta County leadership there.
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, I think, like I said before, I am very grateful to the supervisors. I know that there's been, you know, lots of divisive issues, but this shows, you know, that these four supervisors knew that this was a good deal and they knew that it needed to be passed. So I personally want to thank them and on behalf of the tribe, thank them also.
Have we heard anything? Last time I didn't even ask and you brought it up.
Yes,
so
I did.
Have we heard anything?
No, and not since I've talked with you last, and I promised Mike Mangus I would give him a call, and Carl Bott, I will call first.
You can give Mike a call after you're on the show, and then when we hear, then no matter what's going on, you can come in that morning.
Absolutely, and we'll celebrate.
And then I'll call Mike. Hey, Mike, listen to what's going on in the show.
Can we pop champagne on the show?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I got a chilled bottle. You never go without a chilled bottle.
Hey, before we leave here, we want to talk about some things that the Redding Rancheria is doing, health-wise. And one of them starts tomorrow.
Yeah, Miranda. So tomorrow we have the first ever Trinity Health Fair up at our clinic in Trinity. We're super excited to serve this population. Yeah, we've been really excited for our clinic and the things that they're doing. So we're just excited that we're able to extend our reach and offer this to the people in the community. It's tomorrow, Thursday the 27th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's a very family-friendly event. Bring your kids. It's free. We're really excited, providing a lot of health screens, health information, and we love to give out Redding Rancheria swag and goodies, too. So
great.
Lots of free stuff there, too.
So what kind of health screens?
We
were doing blood pressure,
A1C, blood pressure.
Fantastic.
The diabetes pre-screen, which is really important.
That's just great.
Dental screenings.
Dental screenings.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah. And so that is based off of the health fair event that we have every year, which is next week on Wednesday, the 2nd. So that's the same one that we have every year down at the tribal office and in the casino event center. That one we have roughly 100 vendors there every year. And I think about 400 people come. And again, it's free. It's family friendly. So come out and check it out. We have dancers too, like we did at the rodeo. So it's a really great event. We love offering this to the community. And we welcome everyone to come. So come and check out what we have going on.
That's next Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We've got about 3 minutes left.
Closing thoughts. I think, sometimes the narrative around these days gets negative, and I just want to, let everybody know that the tribe is going to be around forever. Of course, we want this community to be a great place. We're going to cover our costs. We do, I don't know if you can come across a person who hasn't been touched by something that the tribe has done, or a family member of theirs has been touched by something that the tribe has done. So I believe, and I know, and the information I get, I believe that the community supports the tribe and the community supports this project. They know it's going to be great for the community. Lots of jobs, some more things to do, and obviously the better we do, the more we're going to give back. We have never, in the 30 years that the casino has been open, we have always given back. We've always paid our fair share, and we've always been proud to play a part. So that's not going to change.
I think also when you say that the tribe, there's so many people that the tribe have touched. You know, we have like over, I think, around 800 employees at the casino and at tribal offices and health centers, and those are community members. So they're adopted members of our tribe. We see them as part of our family. So we are invested in this community, and we want to make it the best that we can for our tribal members, for our employees, for our friends, our extended families. So it's in our best interest to do what's best for the community.
Linda and we've lived here 15 years. Linda's lived here longer than me. And, you know, frankly, so my introduction to Redding Rancheria was 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say that Redding Rancheria, just, you know, transparency helped us, as they did so many other businesses. We got one of the grants there. But when you say you've reached out and helped, when I see the clinics and how many people go through that, I think I've gotten to know you better than the average person does, because we interact a lot, monthly, if nothing mm-hmm. else. I kind of see where your heart is, and this is your community.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to hurt the community, but you also are going to take care of your people.
Absolutely.
So there's a balance there.
There is, absolutely.
And nobody's ever going to be perfectly happy, but you got to kind of look at, you know, the heart and what's out there and what offered and what can be accepted. That's just my opinion. Thank you so much, Tracy, yes. Miranda, and Veronica.
Yeah, thanks for
being
with us
here.
This morning.
I'm glad to see you're still, you know, walking around and everything's okay.
I haven't worn her out too much yet.
No, not yet. We're starting.
We're talking about Veronica being, you know, just doing interning the summer and the good things that Shasta County has to offer.
Yeah,
in fun times.
Hey, tomorrow, Trish Clark's going to join me, and I know we're going to talk about the Second Amendment resolution that was passed last night also. Or yesterday.